Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Kama Daf Dalet, Baba Kama 4a, pagination is 7. Our original Mishnah, in the beginning of the Masechta, told us that there are four primary categories of nezek, of damage that could be done. One of them is shor, an ox, or an animal that's doing damage. One of them is bor, a pit or obstacle that did damage. One of them is mave, which is something we will discuss. And one of them is hever, which is fire. Now, bor and hever, a pit and fire, are fairly straightforward. We know exactly what it is that's being identified. When it comes to shor and mave, it's a little bit less clear. And we have a machlokes in the Gemara, which we will discuss. Shor, being an animal doing damage, well, which type of damage is this animal doing? We mentioned there could be regel, something that it does in its normal manner of activity, such as walking. There's shein, which is anything that it does for benefit. We mentioned either eating food because it's hungry or rubbing against the wall because it has an itch. And keren, which is damage done intentionally, like goring with a horn, where the animal is angry and it's purposefully inflicting this damage. And mave is the one that we're going to very clearly discuss. So let's begin on the facing page, which is pagination 6, it's Gimel Amud Beis 3b, and the Gemara, about a quarter of the way up from the bottom, asks at the end of a line, "My mave, what is this category called mave that's discussed in the Mishnah?" And the Gemara responds with a machlokes, "Rav Omar mave ze Adam." Rav says mave is a person who's doing damage. Ushmuel omar mave ze hashein. And Shmuel says that mave is the tooth, the category of benefiting from its damage, typically done by eating. These two views are going to be explained, and they're going to come up in the next session as well. Again, Rav says that mave is the person doing damage, and he's going to understand the word shor to include all damages inflicted by the animal. And Shmuel says that mave is shein, specifically that category of an animal doing damage. And we're going to want to understand what happened to the other categories of an animal that inflicts damage. The Gemara says, Rav Omar Mave Ze Adam. Rav says that Mave refers to a person doing damage, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Im Tiv Oyun Ba'oyu. If you will daven, referring to a human being, and a human being is one who can daven, who can pray. This word mave is like a code word for mankind, because what makes mankind unique is that it can pray. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, you see from here the power of prayer and the way a human being is identified by prayer. Anything good that happens in this world goes smoothly because of prayer, because we bonded with Hashem and recognized that Hashem runs his world. Ushmuel Omar Mave Zahashain, and Shmuel says that Mave, that word, refers to Shein, the tooth. As the Pasuk says, Nivu Matspunov, the hidden things are going to be revealed. As Rashi explains, the tooth is sometimes uncovered, sometimes covered, and that's a code word for shein, for the tooth. Dropping down to five lines from the bottom, Rav Maitaima lo Omar Kishmuel, why didn't Rav learn like Shmuel? Tana Shar v'chomini d'shar. Rav's view is that the word shar includes all categories of an animal that does damage, and therefore mave is left over for a new category, and he identifies that as a person doing damage. Shmuel nami hatana leshar, and if you'll ask me, Shmuel also has shar in the beginning of the Mishnah, so why would he go ahead and learn that mave means shein? Let's move on to today's daf. About a third of the way down at the end of a line, Amar Rava, Rava explained, Tana Shor L'Raglo, the word Shor refers to when the animal does damage as it walks in its normal way of doing things, Umav'e L'Shino, and the word Mave refers to Shein as we explained. Asks the Gemara at the end of a line, V'keren Mai Shairei, and why was Keren, which was the third category of an animal that does damage, the one that it does out of aggression, why is that left out of our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, "Bemu'adin mitichilosan kamairi." We're only talking about things that are normal for it to do from the beginning of its behavior. Animals walk. Animals fill their cravings. But as we mentioned, animals do not have to do destructive things as a result of an anger. Betamen ulubesof mu'adam lo kamairi. An animal that starts off in this category, being a tam, considered tame, not expected to do this type of damage, and then it becomes a mu'ad, that's not what our Mishnah was dealing with, according to Shmuel, and Shmuel understands Shor refers to regel, as it walks, and mave refers to shein, when it eats or does something for its benefit. And again, as we mentioned, bor, the pit, and hever, fire, are universally agreed upon that those are going to be categories recognized. But on shor and mave, we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, how to understand each of them. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.